Blackstone Audio presents The Bathhouse by Farnoosh Moshiri. When the full moon comes out, look around, Rumi. Chapter 1. That hot August night, as usual, 20 minutes before the curfew, Mali left for work. At 10, the lights went out. I locked the doors and sat by the window. I rested the candle on the floor so that it wouldn't attract attention from outside. The moon was swimming among the dark clouds. It was not full yet. The lower edge needed to become round. Now it looked like a chipped porcelain saucer. Just a month ago at this time, all the neighbors, believers and non-believers, started the week-long parties on the roofs. They ate watermelon and discussed the existence or non-existence of the sacred face of the great leader on the moon. But now, everybody was caged in. The party was over. The heavy biology book open on my lap, I looked across the yard at the silhouettes of our neighbors walking about in their bedroom. This sight always made me feel secure. I was not alone. Mr. and Mrs. Dory were on the other side of the yard. If I'd open the window and scream, they'd hear me and come to my rescue. Since the army had recruited their only son, sending him to the Holy War, the couple hadn't had a full night's sleep. Arash was only 1 year older than I was. We were playmates when we were kids. His last year of high school, we played less and talked more. We went to the movies a few times, and once he took me to a...